in episode 3 of Screen Space, starting with a strong homepage. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Screen Space, starting with a strong homepage. Screen Space is a web design podcast for all of you out there with websites, blogs, and other new media, and who want to make these websites, blogs, and other new media more usable, accessible, effective, and efficient. This podcast is not designed for web design experts, but for the rest of you. Experts, you are of course welcome to listen, and you may even pick up a few things. I, your podcast host, I'm Dr. Jennifer L. Bowie. I am an assistant professor at Georgia State University, where I teach and do research in web design, user-centered design, and digital rhetoric. In these episodes, I integrate my own work with that of other experts. Of course, one problem with being an academic is the end of the semester craziness, which put a delay in my podcasting production. However, I'm back on track and even have an interview for the next episode on the use of sound in websites recorded. In this episode, I'm focusing on what is often considered the most important part of any website, the homepage. Often users see this page first, and the homepage has to act like a book or magazine cover, brochure, lobby, introduction, secretary, and more. Like a book cover, your website will be judged by your homepage, and unlike a book cover, perhaps, your website should be judged by its homepage. So what can you do to make your homepage as usable, accessible, effective, and efficient as possible? Sit tight, or run, drive, whatever you're doing when you listen to this, tight, and I will tell you. The most important thing you can do on your homepage is to make the purpose of the site clear. Users who come to your homepage should be able to tell at a glance what the site is about. Make sure your homepage answers these questions. Who are you? What do you do? This is particularly important if it is a company site. What is the purpose of the site? Is it to sell a product? Is it to rant about the political process? Is it to ridicule clothing of the stars? Is it a personal blog? Whatever the purpose is, make it clear. This is especially important if it is a blog, because so often the purpose of a blog is not clear. There's no better way to turn off a potential audience than have the blog's purpose unclear. Next question is, why should I, the user, care? You should not, of course, explicitly state, "You should care because," on your website, but you should implicitly make this clear. Users can quickly and easily move to a competitor site, another blog, or another page. So on your homepage, you need to give them a reason to stay. Make it clear what you can uniquely offer your users, your expertise, a different view, a great deal, whatever it is. Also, answer the question of what is new or what has changed. If you are a site your users frequently visit, you need to make the new content clear. This is easy on a blog, but not always on website or other types of new media. Work out a way to make this clear, whether it be the location of the information, color, icon, or something else. Once these questions are clearly answered on your homepage, users will know if they are in the right spot. If these questions are not answered, users may need to wander around the site to find this information. Some users may wander around, but if they do, they'll probably just get grumpy or frustrated. Most users will not take the time and will go to a site that makes the answers to these questions clear with a glance. Not surprisingly, many of the suggestions for a strong homepage are interrelated. Part of making the purpose of the site clear with a glance is also making it clear in a screen. Your homepage should fit onto a single screen and not require the user to scroll down at all. Of course, as I said in episode 2, you should never have right scrolling, but on the homepage there should be no scrolling at all. The 1024 by 768 screen size resolution is most commonly used now, so make sure your homepage easily fits into this size. However, the 800 by 600 is still commonly used, so the design should work well in this size. While many people may be accessing your site with smaller screens, say from their phones, designing for such small screens may be hard, so feel free to stick with the more common monitor resolutions when you're trying to fit your information into a single screen. You should make your homepage design all relative, as I covered in episode 1, so it easily resizes for a variety of browser sizes. If you cannot make your homepage fit onto a single screen, at least make it clear that there is material below the fold or below the bottom of the window to scroll to. Some web pages have a large gap or space that does not make this clear. Just make sure that if someone quickly glances at your page, whatever screen size they're looking at it in, they can tell that there's more information to scroll to. However, if you can, get this all on one screen, that is, above the fold. Remember, no scrolling. The next suggestion is the quickest. Make the title tag of your homepage clear, detailed, and brief. The title tag is easily added to the head element of your code if you hand code. Many web design programs have easy ways to add this information. In Dreamweaver, there is a box at the top of the page you're working on that says title. And in many blogs, you can find quick and easy ways to change this. Do not start your title with an article like the, because the page may then be alphabetized in a search engine or whatever, and then put under the first letter of the article. If your site is, say, screen space, you don't want it listed under the. People are not going to think to look at it there, and there will be millions of other sites that put the in their title and are listed there. Much better to be listed under your actual name. So, instead, start with the name of your company or your site and then add descriptive text. For example, the title of ScreenSpace's blog is ScreenSpace, a blog and podcast about users, texts, and technology. This is short, under 70 characters, including spaces. It starts with the name of the site and tells the user that it is not only a blog, but also a podcast, and provides information on what the site is about, users, texts, and technology. Just having the title screen space would not make the site clear from the title alone. Just the tagline, a blog and podcast about users, texts, and technology, would tell users what the site is about, but not connect this to the name of the site, which is also key. So make sure the homepage title is brief, yet includes the site name and descriptive text. My final recommendation in this episode is to keep any text on your homepage concise and direct. People do not expect or want to do much reading on your homepage. Think of your homepage as a lobby to an office building. People don't really want to spend much time standing around in the lobby. They want to make sure they're in the correct building for their needs or correct website for their needs. And then they want to go someplace in the building or the site. If it is a commerce site, they want to find a product. If it's an informational site, then they want to find the information. So don't bog the reader down with a lot of extra text on the homepage. Don't lock them in your lobby. Provide only enough text to make the purpose of the site clear and provide any needed explanations for navigating the site or anything else that needs explaining. Do not include your mission statement or history. Put these on other pages. Now, of course, there is one exception to this rule, a blog. Blogs often have a great deal of text in the form of posts on the homepage. This is fine, it is part of the genre, but do limit other text on the main page of the blog. On all your websites, blogs, or other new media, along with limiting the text, also limit the number of links. Some sites fill the homepage with lists of links, which can be overwhelming for your users. Focus on key links, a strong navigational structure, and of course, that limited text. In summary, to have a strong homepage to your site, make sure the purpose of your site is clear and make it clear in one screen. Do not make the user scroll. Also make the title tag for your website clear, detailed, and brief. And finally, limit the amount of text and links on your homepage. Of course, make sure your homepage reflects you, your company or organization, if applicable, and the purpose of the site. Remember, your site will and should be judged by the homepage. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Screen Space. Our next episode is an interview with Brian Sneed, who will talk about the use of sound in website design. He's done some great work in this area, and it should be a fascinating episode. If you have questions, comments, or thoughts on what you want me to cover, please send me an email at jbowie@screenspace.org or check out the ScreenSpace blog, www.screenspace.org. Have fun and design well. ScreenSpace is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. So feel free to share as long as you don't change it. Do give me and ScreenSpace credit and don't make any money off of it. ScreenSpace's opening music today is African Dance by Yapo Ye off Headroom Project, and the closing music is Survival by Beth Quist off Shall We Dance. Both these selections are available from Magnatune.